Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Browns coming up 1 o'clock hour, maybe even a little before. As they speak at the end of their first mandatory minicamp practice, we'll have that for you right here. Guardians have lost 5 of their last 7 games. They're in a bad stretch. There are some things going on lineup-wise that make me wonder what's going on. We're going to lay some of that out. We are here to help Stephen vote, and we would love your suggestions as well. 216-474-0092. I'll lay some out for you in just a second here. It involves getting rid of platoons, most of my thoughts. Jeff in University Heights gets us going. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, good morning. Real quick, before I talk about Stephen Vogt, Darius Garland, water's wet, grass is green, sky is blue. Darius Garland's going to miss 10 games, some things you just expect. But the thing that I would do to help Stephen Vogt is tell ownership to stop playing it on the cheap so much and let a guy walk who's hitting 288 right now with 9 home runs with a walk-off granny last night and 45 RBIs. I think he's like 2nd in the National League in RBIs. Oh, by the way, he had 31 home runs and over 100 RBIs here last year. That's what they need to do to help. Spend some money. No, of course, I'm not talking about being the Dodgers or the Mets or any of that, but keep some of these players instead of playing it on the cheap all the time. You guys drew 2.5 million fans last year and had a deep playoff run. And I don't want to hear about, oh, we didn't get the television contract. I'm not buying that.
Jeff, let me give you one thought, though. Josh Naylor's, that move had nothing to do with money. That's the thing that gets me, because Naylor is making less in Arizona than the Guardians are paying Carlos Santana.
Right, but I think it was because this is his walk year.
But that's okay, because it's Santana's walk year, too.
Yeah, but Santana's 800 years old, too. That's the, that's the difference.
I know, but if you just want a one guy for 1 year, you know, I think there's more to it than money on this one.
Jeff, are you going to be mad? Jeff, are you going to be mad when David Blitzer and Matt Colick and that group takes over in 2028? Are you going to, can you see, are you good with an ownership change?
No, Andy, not if they spend money. And again, I'm not talking about a crazy payroll.
You're talking about Blitzer's group, or are you talking about the current group?
I'm talking about Blitzer's group, whoever takes over in 2028.
It's not, they're the ones with the option. It's Blitzer's group.
So, I won't be mad if they spend some money. Again, I'm not expecting to be the Yankees or the Cubs or the Dodgers. I'm not crazy, but, you know, you should be able to keep a Josh Naylor. I just don't get it. I really don't get it. This guy.
Maybe it was more than money. Like, Jeff, you just said that. Right?
Jeff, thank you very much. It was weird to me that they got rid of Josh Naylor. I still don't understand it. And then you sign Carlos Santana for more money than Josh Naylor is getting in Arizona.
That's the part I don't understand.
The money's nothing to do with this. it was 1 year, who would you have rather had for 1 year? They chose Carlos Santana. I think that was a mistake. I'm here to help Stephen vote.
It's a Canadian curse.
Can we start with this one first and foremost?
You don't want to believe in the Canadian curse? Okay, go ahead.
Can we start with this first and foremost?
Mm-hmm.
Mike Exisa from CBS Sports yesterday, we heard him say it in our last segment. You can see Nolan Jones looks like a big league baseball player. Yet he's platooning in right field. I ask why. Junkenzie Noel, we all love him. Okay, he was not getting anywhere near the at-bats that he needed, and he was not hitting well. They bring up Jonathan Rodriguez. Jonathan was hitting well in AAA, but he was hitting well in AAA. We'll see what he can do here. How about if you just give Nolan Jones all the at-bats for a month and see what happens? Why would you give him all the at-bats?
Why would I'm not going to argue with you. I agree.
Let me ask this.
How about just pick 9 or 10 and go with it and stop with the rotation? And I don't know that, you know, we talk about this helping out Stephen Vogt. How much of this is Stephen Vogt and how much of it is the front office?
Well, let me throw this one at you.
Okay.
You're ready to really scratch your head?
Mm-hmm.
Nolan Jones has been hitting lately. Mm-hmm. Thank God. He's raised his batting average to .215.
Okay.
He's platooning, correct?
Correct.
I mean, he's going up against right-handed pitching.
Mm-hmm.
He has a .214 batting average against right-handed pitching this year. In 18 at-bats against lefties, he's hitting .222. He has a better batting average this year against left-handers than he does against righties. So, Jeff, that's an aberration. It's only 18 at-bats. In his career, against right-handed pitching, Nolan Jones is hitting .256. Against left-handed pitching, is hitting .259. He hits lefties better in his career than he hits righties. And that's in 224 at-bats. You want me to make it even more absurd?
Can you make it more absurd, Jeff?
Against right-handed starting pitchers, Nolan Jones has a career batting average of .248. Against left-handed starting pitchers, he has a batting average of .283. So, 35 points higher against left-handed starters.
Jeff, we have all of these computers in front of us. We have to use them.
Well, just put the kid in right field. You made a mistake by trading him to Colorado for Juan Brito. Why? Not because it's him necessarily, but because this organization lacks power, lacks pop. It lacks guys who can really impact the game with one swing. Nolan Jones might be that guy. He had a really good year in Colorado, was dinged up last year, did not have a good year. Put him out there and let him go. Can we just let him go? You're not platooning him because he can't hit lefties. Every stat about lefties shows he hits lefties better than righties. So just put him out there and let him go. And if that means Jonathan Rodriguez doesn't get at bats, well, then Jonathan Rodriguez doesn't get at bats. Nolan Jones has shown power at the major league level. Put him out there and let him play. And if after a good month or so of playing every day, he can't do it, Andy, get him out of here. He's out of options. Get rid of him. But let's find out, shall we?
If I said to you, where are the Guardians? Are they near the bottom of Major League Baseball in home runs, middle of the pack?
They're middle of the pack.
They are exactly middle of the pack. Yeah.
They're middle of the pack.
Which seems weird because it feels like they're light.
It does. It? But it take a look at runs scored.
Oh, I don't even want to talk about
it. They're not at the bottom, but they're like fifth or sixth from the bottom. So that's the first way that I am helping Stephen Vogt. I'm putting Nolan Jones in right field, and I'm leaving him alone. There is no platooning. I'm not pinch hitting when the other team makes a pitching change. Nolan plays every day.
I'm not going to argue with you on this. Let's get some consistency and let somebody struggle for a little bit and try to hit their way out of it. But you got to do it. And you're right. Do we have to rely on the righty-lefty thing? Over and over and over
again?
Not
with him.
No.
All right, here's the other thing. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what to do with this. The David Fry effect is in full force after only 8 games.
Okay.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
It means that David Fry has taken at-bats away from Kyle Manzardo. David Fry is starting against lefties. Manzardo is starting against righties, whether it be at DH or at first base with Santana then DHing.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
David Fry's been here for 8 games. David was terrific last year. He's coming back from Tommy John surgery. That means he can't play any position except DH, at least until maybe late in the season. Through 8 games, only 8 games, he's just getting acclimated. David Fry is hitting 188. But in the last 11 games, so most of those with David Fry here, Kyle Manzardo is hitting 121. He's not getting regular at-bats. Oof. He has had 7 at-bats in his last 5 games because he's not playing very much. Didn't play in 2 or 3 against the Astros. Are you platooning Kyle Manzardo because he can't hit lefties as a left-handed hitter? You ready, Andy?
Yeah, tell me.
He's hitting 205 against right-handed pitching before last night and 206 against left-handed pitching. He's hitting the same against lefties or righties, but you're platooning him. And David is back. I understand David was good last year, but you took a guy who has actually produced for you. His batting average hasn't been good, but his productivity numbers, home runs, runs batted in, have been pretty good. You're not playing him very much. How are you going to develop a young guy as a hitter if he's not getting at-bats?
You're not.
Especially
it's like when, I said, that, I mean, again,
when there's no
said
need
that
to
about
platoon
Christmas
him,
yesterday,
yep,
right?
Based on numbers, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. Now, what should you do there?
I don't know. Is it fundamentally difficult for this organization to walk away from platooning at this point? Where you would go back to the establishment, I'm not trying to be old, but we've had plenty of years where maybe you played 4 or 5 outfielders, infield was completely set, and you know, maybe you ran another guy out there, a DH or doubleheader, and you just went with it. Again, go back to your, say it, Mike Hargrove used to say.
Starters are starters for a reason.
Yeah, well, we don't
have them.
I don't.
Or if we do, we're not playing them as starters. That's the thing. Is Nolan Jones a starter? Well, let's find out. Is Kyle Manzardo an everyday hitter? Let's find out. I don't mean to be nasty to David Fry. Who do you want to see get at-bats? Do you want it to be David Fry or do you want it to be Kyle Manzardo? I want to find out if Manzardo can play, Dano.
Your collection of mediocre players are stunting the growth of your good players.
I think so, too.
And you need to look at your roster and move on from the mediocre players, whether it's by sending them down, whether it's by finding trades for them, whether it's by waiving them. This is what the three of us have been screaming about for 6 years. You are going to hit a point where you're going to have too many minor leaguers and not enough places to play them, and so now they're all stunting each other's growth.
I couldn't agree more.
The more I read, the more I look at stuff about possible trades, and we get towards the trade deadline. Carlos Santana's name pops up all the time. Are they really? And I guess
he's hitting now, though.
Yeah, that's the problem. You already don't have hitters. Now you got a guy that can hit, but what is he? He's on a 1-year deal, right?
He's on a 1-year deal, and he's pushing 40.
Yeah. So if somebody wanted him, I'm sure at the All-Star break they would probably do that, because why? Clearly, we need more middle infield help.
But I'm bummed.
I'm kidding.
Or more outfielders who can only hit either righties or lefties and are mediocre out there.
What are you going to do with David Fry? Are you going to let David get all the DH at bats against left-handed pitching?
No.
Are you going to let him pinch hit against lefties and take Manzardo out in the middle of a game? David did a really nice job last year. He made the All-Star team, but he was hurt. Obviously, that the elbow was an issue, but he did not finish strong last year in comparison to the way he was early on. And I think that's a bit of a concern. I think that's a concern. And I it's nothing against David, but you brought in Kyle Manzardo because you think he can help you. You think he's going to be your guy. And I don't want to see him not get at bats. I mean, he's not getting at bats since David Fry came back, and he's hitting 121 over his last 11 games. If he's going to hit like that, we'll send him down. Send him down. Because he's not helping you, and he's not getting at bats where he can hit his way out of it. But I hate sending guys down if you think he can help you. He's been driving in runs and hitting home runs. I think that's an issue. I would play Kyle Manzardo, and I would let David Fry be a pinch hitter for other guys in the game. That's what I would do right now. And I hate to say that because Fry was pretty good last year. But that's where I would be. We have more thoughts on this, but we'll get to them at another time. And it involves second base. Hmm. Coming up next, Hughes Norton, former agent of Tiger Woods and others, author of the book Rainmaker, Super Agent. He's going to talk U.S. Open with us because Hughes knows all about it. It's coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.